This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
If you've ever shopped online, you've definitely noticed that purple Shop Pay button. It has become a universal symbol for a fast and secure checkout experience. Well, that button is actually the engine behind the scenes because it means a store is powered by Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands around the world. From global names to people launching their very first business. With hundreds of beautiful templates, you can build a store that matches your brand without touching a line of code. You can manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing.
And that iconic purple Shop Pay button? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet, helping reduce abandoned carts and boost sales. Your customers already know it, trust it, and love it. If you want to see fewer abandoned carts, it's time to head over to Shopify.
Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. And see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we have another Opinions Matter portable travel mug to give away, a reusable travel mug. Every mug is portable, I suppose. We have our own Opinions Matter merchandise, and we're giving away loads of these travel mugs, and we've been giving out silly questions on the podcast, and all you have to do is enter the competition, and that's exactly what this person has done. Let's ring this winner.
Hello,
can I speak to Mandy, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Mandy, how are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Mandy. Mandy, you entered our competition for an Opinions Matter reusable travel mug, is that right?
That's right, I did, yeah.
And we asked you a very simple question. And that very simple question was, what did Jeremy do for his Holy Communion Day?
He went to the cinema for Friday.
He did go to the cinema to see The Karate Kid. Well done. That is the right answer. And I've good news for you, Mandy. You just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, which we will pop on the post to you today.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks very much, guys.
And whereabouts do you live?
Athlone.
Athlone in County Westmeath. Brilliant. Well, look, Mandy, stay on the line there for 1 second. We'll get all of your details and we'll get that out in the post to you today. And if you want to be in with the chance of winning yourself your very own Opinions Matter travel mug, stay listening to this episode of the podcast, because we will be giving away another one at the very end. We'll have a question at the end of this episode, and it's very easy to enter, and we just pop it in the post to you and it could be yours. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, we're going to tell you a real life story of something that happened to a young man only this morning, or yesterday morning actually, sorry, this commit was yesterday evening, so yesterday morning on Pier Street in Dublin. He had abuse shouted at him by an Irish man at a set of traffic lights after he decided to give a Roma gypsy his spare change. He was shouted at by a passerby. So I want you to have a listen to this WhatsApp that this guy Anthony sent in to us. He got literally ripped out of it by somebody on Pier Street yesterday.
And Anthony's a regular listener to this podcast.
He is.
He's very regular. So he knows that by putting it out there, he could get negativity. I don't see that. When you hear this story, guys, you'll either think one of two things. You'll either think, why the hell was Anthony giving money to a Roma gypsy? And that's fine, that's your opinion. Or you'll either think, who was that arsehole that shouted abuse at him for doing something good? I mean, to give somebody who is begging, to give them money is a good deed, I would have thought, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. Well, let's just read his message and see what you think of this. We'd like to get your opinion on this. So here's what Anthony said. While driving down Pear Street at approximately 1 o'clock today, so this was yesterday, I was stopped at a set of traffic lights. There was an elderly woman begging at the lights, a Roma gypsy. She looked as though she was starving and was pleading for change in her cup. I had 50 cent in change in my car and I gave it to her. She was so grateful and even said, God bless you, good man. And with that, a passerby Irish, shouted at me, "Don't give her any fucking money. You're only encouraging the likes of them." And then told me I should be giving money to my own and not foreign beggars. Are they not human beings in the eyes of this racist? I gave her 50 cent, which I felt was the humane thing to do, yet I was verbally abused for doing so. I don't understand this attitude sometime. Feel free to bring this up. And that's from a guy called Anthony. And Anthony, as we said, is a regular listener to this podcast. And he's annoyed that somebody was annoyed. So he got... it's a very difficult one, this. He thought he was doing something good. He decided to give this woman a few bob out of his car. It was only 50 cent anyway. It's not as if he remortgaged his house and gave it all to her. He gave her 50 miserable cent. And he was absolutely lashed out of it. And the question we're asking is, was this person right to be saying, don't give money to Roma beggars, give money to your own?
Not, well, let's not call them Roma beggars.
But
Roma,
this woman is Roma and she was begging, so she's a Roma beggar.
Okay, now just a bit of background on this. We were doing a bit of research on this about the Roma community in Ireland. The 16,000 Roma people living in Ireland, that's per the most recent census. So 16,000 people. Now, I got this completely wrong, guys, and you probably did as well. What would you say, what percentage of the Roma community would you say are unemployed?
I don't actually know.
No, I'm asking you to guess.
Over half.
So you'd say what?
Over half, I would think.
Are unemployed.
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not, 49% of Roma are unemployed. So actually the majority...
So I was right.
Yeah, the majority of Roma people are actually in employment. So there is this belief that Roma people, not by me, by the way, but some of you, that Roma people literally just beg and that's all they do. And the stats from the last census would say otherwise. So it has the Roma community has a 61% employment rate in Ireland. A lot of them are in low paid work, working long hours and being taken advantage of and stuff like that. Why is there such a negativity about the Roma community?
Because a lot of them are seen as beggars. A lot of them are. Maybe it's not a majority, but a lot of people who are from the Roma community in Ireland are beggars, continue to do so, even though, as you said, half of them might work, but the other half don't. The other half are begging. But that's kind of irrelevant, to be quite honest with you. Really, the problem here is the way in which Anthony was attacked for giving. Now, this person probably wouldn't have known how much Anthony gave as a donation into this lady's cup. He only gave 50 cent.
Yeah.
So it's not like he handed over hundreds of euro. 50 miserable cent. And the person shouted, the beggar, the Roma beggar said, God bless you, good man. But the passerby then said, don't give her any fucking money. You're only encouraging the likes of them. And told me I should be giving money to my own and not foreign beggars.
Now, can I just dispel a couple of myths here? And Louise has been straight onto us on her Facebook page, and she says, and I don't know where people get this from, her Porsche was probably parked around the corner for fuck's sake. Now, do you honestly believe, Louise, that there's... You see, where do people get these stories from? Where did she get the story from that Roma beggars are driving around in Porsches?
There is a belief that Roma beggars are professional beggars, that they are organised beggars, that they get dropped off to various begging spots.
But Romas are not driving around in Porsche cars. So, Louise, where did you pick up that story? Did someone make a meme about it on Facebook and you believe it as gospel? Because I don't believe that. I'm sorry. Unless somebody has proof of a Roma getting into a Porsche car that's parked around the corner, what this man did, what Anthony did, is he saw a woman who was hungry. Yeah.
Man, he doesn't know she was hungry. He said she looked hungry. I don't know how you can actually look hungry.
Yeah.
But he decided, out of the goodness of his heart, he had 50 cent in the middle of his car, in the pocket in his car. He took it out. He put it into her cup. 90% of people literally drive past them. 90% of people walk past them.
I'm not stupid enough to believe they are very disliked in this country. Very disliked in this country. And I think a lot of it is probably from misinformation. That stories like that, Roma gypsies are driving around in Porsches. Now, again, if somebody has proof that Roma are driving around in Porsches, send me the proof and I'll literally apologise and say I was a dickhead and I got it wrong. Yeah?
Okay, but a lot of people believe that you shouldn't be giving to them because basically begging is their job. They're professional beggars. They don't need your help. They don't need your support. Our own homeless people, our own people who are down and out on the streets, they need your money more than professional beggars like Roma. That's how people feel. I don't know if you should be shouting at somebody for giving money to them, but certainly that person on Pier Street.
These people are always the same thing. It's like, when it comes to someone being hungry, nationality doesn't matter. You give to someone if
he doesn't know she was hungry.
If you believe.
How can you know somebody looks hungry?
Okay, you give it to someone that you believe is desperate. Like, I wouldn't give money to a junkie begging. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I would not give money to a junkie who is begging on the side of the street because I'm not going to feed the habit. Or someone who, in fact, outside a garage forecourt there last week, I was going in and there was a man sitting there. I think he looked Irish to me. He had a blanket wrapped around him and he had a bottle of whatever booze it was. It was some cheap whiskey and he was drinking that out of a bag looking for money. I wasn't going to feed that man's alcoholism. So I will not give money to somebody who has clearly got an addiction.
Would you give money to a Roma? Have you ever?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
Okay. I have before.
And if somebody said to you, shouldn't be encouraging them, give money to our own.
My answer would be none of your fucking business who I give my money to. And that's how blunt I would be about it. It's none of your business. I'll give money to whoever I choose to give money to. And in fact, I think I've only done it once. And in that instance, it was a woman who was carrying a baby. It was a lashing wet day in the winter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely pissing wet day. And she looked absolutely miserable. She looked like she hadn't eaten. The baby was crying. And I gave her, I think it was... Whatever change I had in the side of my car, it was probably €1 or €2. Does that make me a bad person?
Okay, the question that we're asking is, we still see Roma beggars on the streets. They've been around this country for years at this stage. And, you know, they're part of the furniture. Some of them are working. Some of them are out begging still.
Here illegally as well. They came from an EU country.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah, most of them did, yep. Do you ever give money to Roma beggars when they are begging on our streets? And would you feel like the person who shouted at Anthony, don't give her any effing money. You're only encouraging the likes of them. And then told me I should be giving money to my own and not to foreign beggars.
And by the way, and I'll just say this, the people that normally say that, you know, the people who normally say charity begins at home, charity begins at home, they're the least charitable fuckers that you could ever meet. These people who scream this online, charity begins at home, look after our own first, they've never looked after anybody. They've never done one charitable bit of work. And I can say with my hand on my heart, I'm not going to start talking about all the charity stuff I've done or Adrian's done. I can say that because I have raised a lot of money over the years for people of all nationalities. And I remember myself and Adrian, sorry, I'm going off on a rant here now, but it has to be said. I remember a few years ago, myself and Adrian did a thing on the radio where we went to Moldova to raise money for an orphanage in Moldova. Mm-hmm. And the backlash we got that from fuckers. And pardon my French, that's all they were, fuckers, miserable fuckers, who gave out to us because we were raising money for a charity in Moldova. And that just...
An orphanage.
Oh, sorry, an orphanage in Moldova. Now, if you had seen this orphanage that we were in, there was nothing like it in Ireland. But we will decide. People can decide themselves. You have no right to dictate who somebody gives money to. Okay,
just on the Roma, and we know a lot of people believe, and there has been case studies to show that a lot of the begging that Roma do, not all of it, but a lot of the begging that they do is organised begging, almost professional begging, that is their source of income. Why would you want to encourage that? Why would you want to give money and encourage that? That's really all the person said. Don't give her any effing money. You're only encouraging the likes of them. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Would you be as annoyed as this person was shouting at Anthony if you see somebody giving to a Roma beggar? Darren has been on to us.
Firstly, 50 cent is a fucking insult, even to a gypsy. Number two, they are a scam. 80% of those are scams. They want you to see them looking starving and looking dilapidated because it's a scam. It's all crime gangs. The man's a fucking idiot for giving the money. And anyways, it was 50 cents. That's an insult.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Good afternoon, lads. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Trevor, Anthony was lashed out of it by a man on Pier Street yesterday for giving money to a Roma beggar. He was told, don't be encouraging them, give money to your own. What do you make of that?
I'm just waiting to hear what the problem is. What's the problem with someone shouting at him?
Because he was making a charitable donation. He gave, and it's not an awful lot of money, he gave 50 cent to a Roma beggar and he got shouted at.
Yeah, lads, no, I wouldn't give them a red cent of the steam off me. You know, I won't say the last bit, but no, I wouldn't give a red cent to them.
But sorry, would you give anybody,
I do donate to charities, but nobody like them. And Jeremy, you're asking for proof or witnesses. I can give you a house in Lucan that is full of them, and they go out begging down, and the house they live in is fucking unbelievable.
I'm not that naive that I don't believe that there's organised begging among the Roma community. Jeez, even a blind man can see that.
Isn't that exactly the point, that you should not be encouraging them?
It's these stories of they're getting into Porsches. Now, a Porsche is parked around the corner. How much begging would you... I've observed Roma people begging on the streets. There's no way... Even if you went out 365 days a year, every hour around the clock, there's no way a Roma beggar would make it.
Okay, the other belief is that they're
Jeremy, sorry, Jeremy, if you want proof, I can actually send you a picture of a fella being picked up. What the hell is those things called? Range Rover or Land Rover or something like that. There's a man who begs outside their local supervalue, and there's a woman who begs outside their centre, and they go up into a back car park of a pub every evening and they get picked up in a Jeep. And if you want, I'll do my best to get you a picture of that.
Okay, so Anthony, who Darren a couple of minutes ago was saying it was an insult. He gave whatever he had in his car. But a lot of us don't carry money anymore, don't carry cash. Anyway, Anthony donated 50 cent out of his car into the cup for the woman who was begging on the street in between the traffic, and he got absolutely lashed out of it for encouraging them. Would you be the same? Yes. Would you feel the same way?
Lads, I'm going to be honest now. True personal experience. Like in my late teens, I worked at security in town, O'Connor Street, Cleary's, Arnasola. Had a number of problems with the Roma gypsies. A few years later, I was at a bank machine on, what the hell's it called, up to Stephen's Green there.
Grafton Street.
Thank you, Jesus. I was at a bank machine on Grafton Street, and one fella was standing behind me. And every time I got to put in my coat, he got really closer, and then I copped him. And as he moved off, I was about to put in my coat again, and I looked over my other shoulder, and there's a woman standing on the other side of me. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Two Roma gypsies. They're trying to get me coat, and then halfway up the road, they started begging on me because they seen me taking cash out. I was like, you can fuck off.
Okay, but that sort of aggressive begging has been made illegal. It is not legal to harass people for money. It is not legal to beg at ATMs. I know it still does happen, but it's actually strictly speaking illegal. But again, let me go back to this guy, Anthony. He gives a charitable donation to somebody that he thought looked starving, and he got. What would you say to Anthony? What's your message to Anthony for giving that few bob?
He's a fucking idiot. Because, lads, I had a Romanian lad working for me when I started my first business, and I'm nearly sure it was you two that talked about it at the time. I'm showing you fucking age now. There was Roma gypsies living on a roundabout somewhere.
There was years ago, up around Ballymun. Yeah, in Ballymun.
Thank you, that's it. And I had a Romanian lad working for me, and he was talking about it. We're in the van, and he was going apeshit. And I said it to him, he goes, that's no way to speak about people from your country. And he just went apeshit at me then. Because I didn't know there was a definition back then between the two, Romanians and Roma gypsies.
And a lot of people think the same thing. Don't know the difference, yes.
When I say he threw a wobbler, because he told me the whole thing about what they do in his country, buying all these houses with the gold gates and all, and they go off into other countries, scam as many people as they can. And I was just sitting there and I'm like, fucking hell. And then years later, I had to do my own personal experiences with them, and no, I wouldn't give them money, not a hope.
Okay, so the person who shouted at Anthony yesterday, saying to him, don't give her any fucking money, you're only encouraging them, you should be giving money to our own and not foreign beggars, you would agree with that?
I'd say it's a very sensible bit of advice. The person was just trying to communicate to him.
Well, he shouted at him and...
how can you talk to someone if you're in a car?
Would you give a drug addict money?
No, I wouldn't.
But at least you're a man of your word then, because I guarantee if I was on saying, if this story was completely changed and it was me saying I didn't give a drug addict money, people would be going absolutely mad. But again, Trevor, it's down to whoever we want to give money to.
Well, that depends. No, I don't believe that, Jeremy, because some people, like, you'll give money to them and you know it's going towards food. Some people you give money to and you know it's going back to someone else. Like, then, like, you think they keep it? I don't
know who keeps it, but I'm telling you now.
They don't.
There's no way.
I've spoken to people from these countries.
If they are being picked up, and I'm waiting for photographs to come in, and I think we're going to talk to someone actually who has witnessed it. If they're being picked up...
You're talking to someone who's witnessed it.
Okay, yeah, but you have no evidence. Sure, I can say I witnessed a chicken having sex with a dog on the road the other day. It doesn't mean it happened. You've no proof.
Did you see that as well?
Yes. No, it doesn't mean it happened. No, my point is, yeah, the person may be dropping them off in a very expensive car. The actual beggar that's standing on the side of the road begging is not able to afford a Porsche. There's no way you could beg.
I'll agree with you, but Jeremy, at the end of the day, like, they're not emaciated.
Okay, but I would also argue with you, Trevor, that even if they are professional beggars, perhaps they are, it's still a hard chore to stand on a street for hours and hours on end begging for money. It's not an easy thing to do. And you have to...
Are you fucking joking?
What, you think it's easy to stand out in the freezing cold?
I know a girl who joined the boom, the Tiger boom. She used to go in and sit on the street. Now, she had to go through a few streets because she kept getting moving on by other beggars. But she found a street and she was pulling in anything from 200 to 400 euros a week. Just sitting there, cup out, never opened her mouth. She actually quit her job, went out begging. She made herself look as pitiful as possible. Isn't it? You just sit there. That's all it is.
Okay, so you don't give to them, and you would say to Anthony, who did, you are you're a gobshite. Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 0858252626. I mean, Anthony in his message said, I only gave her 50 cent, which I felt was the humane thing to do, yet I was verbally abused for doing so. I don't understand this attitude. Do you believe he was rightfully abused? Do you think that the guy who abused him was in his rights? Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
How are we going, lad?
Good, thanks, Dave. Well, what's your opinion on this? Was the guy right to shout at him?
Probably not to shout at him, like, but the fella before he even handed the money should have thought, I'm a fucking idiot for giving this in the first place.
But
the fella should have never got to the stage.
But sorry, Dave, people obviously give money to them regularly, otherwise they wouldn't be out begging.
100%, it's worth a while. It's worth a while. If they're not making money, they don't stay here. So obviously, we've not got an increase in Ireland over the last couple of years. So it's obviously benefiting them to stay here. Fair enough, 49 or I think it was 51% people had a job. But there's still half who does nothing but rob from people. Like, I have Lorraine who rings in. Her nanny got robbed under the house. The women, most of them are thieves. The kids, let's be honest, are little bastards running around town to do what you want.
Do you think that people should not be giving money to Roma who are out begging?
100%. Like, they think they can go on transport for free. They think, like, everything is just given for free. They're given free leave cards. It's crazy.
Okay, so like we said, and you agreed with me on this, they obviously are making money on the streets. People are obviously giving the money, or they wouldn't be here. They'd go off somewhere else to try and make their money. So a lot of people, maybe not a lot, but some people certainly give them money for whatever reason.
Yes.
They feel sorry for them. They look like they're down and out and all of that. They need help. But you're agreeing with Trevor saying that they're gobshites for doing that, are they?
Yeah, 100%. Don't give them anything. They, like, think about it. When was the last time you've seen a Romanian? A Roma gypsy in, like, the JD, any cloud shops, regular shops. You don't even see them in, like, Tesco's or Aldi. They're robbing out the bins in Tesco's when it's closed so they can get all the gun off field. I've seen it myself on Jervis Street. They jump over into Tesco's car park, get all the old food. They get everything for free. They do not spend anything. So the question is, why do you constantly need money if you don't spend anything? And the thing is, do they get social welfare payment because they're European?
Well, no, Dave, the stats that we gave out at the start of the show from the census, so these are official stats, say that 61%... Now, I was shocked at this myself, I'll be honest with you, that 61% of the Roma community are...
You said 51 earlier
no,
on.
No, 61. No, I always said 61. 61%...
No, you did. You said 51 earlier.
You did say 51.
Okay,
well, no, there, Adrian, you read it out there. It is exactly like 61% employment rate among Roma gypsies over the age of 15.
Yeah, okay, but you
yeah,
did
no,
say...
Like, I've seen them applied. I see them coming out and work. Not all of them, but the thing is, does in majority? Well, I mean, majority. 61% work or not work?
61% are in employment, is what the.
So there's roughly a quarter of them, probably more. That's not doing anything.
Yes, and they are probably
like they are just taking and begging.
Beggars, yeah.
So for all we know, right, the professional beggars. The people who's working is probably told to work because they're obviously making more money working. And then you have people on the street who probably never learned the language. So they're useless. Like the people you see working, let's be honest, are the young lads who do the bins, etc. You know what I mean? Or they work in the factories. Like you have girls working in factories. I've seen these coming and going to work. I only learned this year that they actually work, and that's to be honest with you.
Again, you never
see them spending any money. Okay, why do they need the money?
Okay, so hang on for one second. Maybe the reason that they're looking for leftover food is they don't have much money, or they're not making much money on the streets. That's the point I'm trying to make. That
would they not be getting a social welfare payment?
Not necessarily if they'd never worked here, no.
Okay, well, surely they'd be entitled to some sort of job seekers every year and a half when it runs out, no?
Yeah, so I'm sure they're entitled to something, but is it enough to live on? Probably not.
100%, because there is a lot who gets the apartments off the government. We know this, it's no secret. It's even getting shared on social media now, and people are getting pissed off about it. But this is like, they've always got houses, fair enough. So what? They never had money to pay for the houses. They're giving majority discounts on the house. They're not having to pay for anything. The only thing that they do, and I'm sure you see yourself, is pump out kids, because kids is profit in this country.
So, to the person listening to us now, and as we said, we're all agreed that they obviously do make some money on the streets because they continue to beg on the streets. They're not doing it for the good of
health. I rarely see people giving the money. I rarely see people.
Obviously, some people do. Okay.
So you have old people. Old people feel the need to give money, and they give €5, €5, €20.
In fact, somebody messaged us a while ago criticising them for being outside places like Guiney's on Talbot Street,
yes.
Targeting older people going into that shop.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah. And I've seen it myself, lads. I worked in transport in this country for the last 10 years. And it's city centre transport. And I've seen this over and over and over again. I've seen what way they walk. I see the cars they come to get picked up in. I see the boss who walks over from every few minutes, move on up, come back. How much of you got? Like, for me, it's just a system of infestation of people who isn't contributing anything.
Okay, but again...
The people who is working, they're probably sending their money back home.
Okay, but again, Dave, people aren't begging on the streets for the good of their health. So you obviously believe they are, do you?
No, they get a Burger King at the end of the day. Because you see them in the eye like...
Yeah, hardly brilliant food now.
They're getting their calories a day. I've seen, actually, Adrian, a couple of years ago, I was walking uptown and there was one sitting outside the GPO arcade, right? So I was standing across the Starbucks, you know, just whatever. Next of all, I seen a man giving this woman a McDonald's. So what she done? She went around into the Jordan arcade lane, emptied the drink onto the floor, left the fill behind the gate and walked back around as if she had nothing. So she's sitting there with her empty cup that she's at the pouring on the floor. And she's at the hiding of field around the corner. She hasn't gotten you what you need. Fuck off.
Stay there for one second if you can, please, because I want to hear from anybody who has ever given any money to a Roma gypsy beggar. Because obviously
somebody, by you.
And that was
once, by the way.
Obviously some people are, or they wouldn't still be begging. Okay, so if you're somebody who's ever given... money to a Roma beggar, we'd love to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 0858252626.
You're expecting to them admit it and get the face ripped off them on this podcast?
Well, that's what's happening. But I want to find out. I mean, as Anthony said...
The day I did it was because I felt sorry for the woman. She looked absolutely freezing. She had a crying baby. My thoughts on that. Don't have children if you can't afford them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she had a crying baby who was probably really, really hungry. And... gee, I gave €1 or €2. What the harm?
Well, a lot of people believe you shouldn't be. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved, here's Jess.
Hi, lads. How are you? Can't come on at the minute. Just wanted to pop in here to have my opinion. A couple of years ago on O'Connell Street, we had the local soup kitchens and homeless groups that were out helping people on the streets voluntarily. And this woman had come up. She must have had about 10 kids with her, Roman Gypsy. And this organisation had given her clothes, runners for the kids, a lot of stuff, brand new actually. And yeah, everything was handed out, sizes for the kids, sizes for the woman, the whole lot. A couple of hours later, she was at the end of Talbot Street selling them. Yeah, these people prey on the vulnerable. It was not so long ago there was some sort of scam going on the Dart where they would place tissues on the seat, and if you touched the tissues, you'd have to pay for them. And they're targeting old people and vulnerable people on the Dart. And there was actually an investigation into it. A lot of them were arrested for organised scam crime. These women are actually sent out by their husbands to do all these. This is their job. And yeah, it's a bad system. So I don't blame that woman for telling that man not to be wasting his money, because them lot would rob the milk out of your bleeding tea.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Elizabeth?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Well, Elizabeth, have you ever given money to Roma gypsies?
Yes, specifically I did give money to the Romas twice. And of the two times, I was rebuffed. I was rebuffed both times for trying to give them any charity.
And so who called you out over it?
No, I was rebuffed by the Roma. They turned me down flat because I don't give money. I will offer to buy them food. And so I offered to buy them food, and I got yelled at by two people twice. I was in Belfast near Victoria, that mall. Another time, I can't remember where we were, somewhere walking around, and I got yelled at. Visibly mad.
Okay, so describe what happened. You rocked over to her with some food.
Well, no, I offered, when I see somebody and I think that they might be hungry or they might need help, I will walk up to them and offer to take them to the nearest shop or something. And I will offer them to buy them a meal. And I've done that several times over the years. That is the way I do my charity, because I don't like handing cash and I don't usually have it. So I offered, and 9 times out of 10, they will go to the nearest store with me or let me go in and buy them something. 9 times out of 10. And it's very rare for me to get a no. But those three times, it happened 3 times, once in Manchester and twice in Belfast. And I got yelled at. And that made me very upset with people when I did that with anybody. Okay, I was amazed.
Now some people will say, but they're not looking for food. They're looking for money to maybe go and buy their own food. Why couldn't you give them just a few bob?
I don't know where that money's and conscience. I really want it to go to. I will give them a good meal. I will take them. I won't just send them into the center of the garage and get them a sandwich and a bag of chips. I will buy them a meal. I just think that's smarter, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I know a lot of people would say, yeah, that's the right thing to do. Others are saying, though, give absolutely nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
Well, honestly, it's my money. You can't tell me what to do with it. That's how I feel.
Okay, and that's fine. And when you hear that this guy was attacked yesterday for giving only 50 cents to a Roma gypsy begging on Pier Street in Dublin, but he was told, don't give her any fucking money, you're only encouraging the likes of them. What do you say to that?
I say, if everyone acted like Anthony in the world, we would have a third of the problems.
In other words, if everybody was a decent...
If everyone was a decent human being, giving people the benefit of the doubt is not a problem, but being shamed for it, that's the problem in the world. Apathy and just pessimistic ideals that people are having. you need to be optimistic and you need to have hope for the future.
Okay, so you don't see anything wrong. And sorry, my apologies to our listeners for the quality of Elizabeth's line. It's really, really bad. It's very frustrating. She's basically saying that she doesn't give money, but she has offered food. She's been rebuffed, but she's arguing that there's nothing wrong in what Anthony did in giving a few bob, even though it was very little, 50 cent. Let me go to line two, and that is Grace. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. Elizabeth says there's no harm. We should all be a bit more charitable. Nothing wrong in giving a few bob to a Roma gypsy begging.
It's not like, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it per se. But I commented on your Facebook live there. I watched the documentary. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if it was Virgin Media or RTE did it. But that is a criminal gang. Like, maybe not all of them, but they are being dropped off in Dublin City in the morning and picked up in Mercedes, Audis, BMWs, like real fancy cars, because it is actually a criminal ring. And then also on that documentary, it says that, you know, like you see some of them with the kids sleeping on them, but those kids are drugged.
Okay, so you believe that if you were to donate any money to a Roma beggar on the streets, you're encouraging professional begging and gangs. Is that what you believe?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
With a lot of them, yeah, with a lot of them. Like, in the estate I live in, there is one particular family. Like, and they send their daughter out to see what's been left lying around. Like, I got a package delivered a few weeks ago, and it was 10 minutes on the doorstep to have one of them girls. And in that 10 minutes, that wee girl, she's about 14, had brought us to the house and somebody else came and picked her up.
Okay, so the message then to Anthony. Anthony gave money yesterday and was given out to by a man on Pier Street. What is your message to Anthony about giving money to Roma beggars?
Well, look, he didn't give the content of his bank account. You know, we gave 50 cents.
And I did say that.
Yeah, I don't even know what 50 cents is gesture, but it's every 50 cents adds up.
The man who shouted at him wouldn't have known how much he had put into our cup, yeah? He wouldn't have a clue. In reality, it was only 50 cents. But are you saying to Anthony, and I know he's listening to this episode, you're saying to him, don't give to them?
Well, I'm saying there are a lot of Irish on the street that maybe are in of your charitable donation.
But that's precisely what Anthony was told by this man on Pear Street.
Okay, hang on, lads, I just need to stop you all there. This is not practical. You can't, if you see someone on the side of the street, you can't go up and start asking for proof of what country
of their means
no,
test.
No, or proof.
When you know.
When you see somebody on the street or whatever, or coming up to your car, you make a split decision.
Okay, in fairness, you do know Roma when
you know Roma, they sounded like a sore thumb. But you know, these people were saying you should always give to Irish people first. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are people now suggesting that when we go up to someone who we think needs the money?
No, but what they're saying, what Grace is saying is don't give to Roma, basically. That's what you're saying, Grace.
I'm not saying don't give to them. I think there are some very genuine people who are in dire straits. But I also think you have to do your homework on these things. And
it's very difficult to do homework at traffic lights on Pier Street. This guy said she looked as though she was starving and pleading for change in her cup. I had 50 cent in my car and I gave it to her.
But many of the times I've been in Dublin and have offered to buy food for Roma people and Irish people, and including Irish, actually, they've refused the food. They want the money instead.
And Elizabeth has already told us a similar story. And, I can understand how that would annoy you if you get told to piss off, basically. But Elizabeth, you still believe that there is no harm in giving a couple of bob to, like Anthony did, to help somebody who, to quote, looked as though she was starving and was pleading for change in her cup. In other words, you felt sorry.
There's no harm at all.
The problem is that what do you want me to do? Pull people's TransUnion reports before I give them money? That's not my business. If they're asking for money or if they need money, I'm willing to give a lot of people the benefit of the doubt and do what I can, because I don't carry cash. I historically don't carry cash much. However, if I've got a couple quid, my husband gives them tobacco when he sees them out sleeping rough and he's got extra tobacco and papers and filters. He'll give them some tobacco so that they have a cigarette, because sometimes the only comfort you have if you're a smoker and homeless is a one cigarette or something like that. He's kind. That's why I love him. I don't know, a lot, but I just think that being hard-hearted in this day and age, 2026, it's been rough lately, and we just need to have a little bit nicer of a heart to other people. But I mean, and just saying that, oh, it's the Roman, they're all this and they're all that, that is ridiculous. There's bad people in every ethnicity. Like, seriously, if I wasn't speaking and I was just walking around Northern Ireland or Southern Ireland, guess what? You would think I was Irish. You wouldn't know. But all of a sudden they're like, yeah, they stick out like a sore thumb. We know exactly who they are.
Yep.
Well, that's dumb.
And the hypocrisy of it is that if someone was on the show right now saying all travellers start fights, all travellers walk around with slash hooks, all travellers do sulky racing, yeah. All travellers...
Go to Belfast, yeah. And you'll find a lot of local people slamming each other into curbs. Come on.
So people, have we learned nothing about tarring everybody with the same brush? The Irish.
Exactly.
We only discussed this a few weeks ago.
You guys all going to think that I'm a crazy gun-toting Trump supporting crazy person because I'm American? Like, no.
Okay.
I am an individual of my own merits and flaws, and I'm neither of any of those things, so in case anyone comes at me.
Okay, do me a favor. Stay there for one second if you can, Elizabeth, because somebody wants to talk to you in just a moment. Our number is 085-825-2626. Keith has been on.
All right, lads, I can't come on, right? But listen, Jeremy, what you're saying there, right, about anyone has proof, I seen it with my own eyes outside Spar in Clontarf years ago. I seen it, but one beggar being dropped off in America, right? And there was a woman outside there already. And the other woman stood there and said, you need to go. I need to come stand here now. And I delivered into that shop. And I seen it with my own eyes. So it does happen. So, no, I'm just telling you, it's like it fucking happens. See, people say it doesn't, it fucking does. I seen it with my own eyes.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me just bring in this message from Louise.
Hi, guys. How's it going? Listen, Jeremy, just to set the record straight, I've seen it with my own two eyes, all right? Last October in Parnell Street, she was begging just on the corner of Parnell Street and Frederick Street. She was begging there on the corner, right? And then your man pulled up near the buses on Parnell Street in a black Porsche Cayenne. Like, in fairness, it wasn't a new one. You know what I mean? And she got into the car with two other women. So I seen it myself, right? I'm not saying they're all like that, but a lot of them are. It's the same here in Barcelona, in Madrid. They're all over the place and it's the exact same setup. It's all organised begging, right? And the reason I have something, a gripe with them, and it's like I said, I know it's not all of them, but as everything happens, when we want to tear all the Muslims as terrorists, we want to tear all this one as that and all the rest of it. My sister was working in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre for years, and there used to be a woman out there begging all the time. And my sister bought her nappies, she gave her money, she bought her coffee, she got her sandwiches, she got her everything, and one day she gave her a tenner, and she was followed out of the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, right, just as you're going into Sheepmore there, and she was attacked and robbed. They robbed her bleeding handbag and everything, because they're little scumbags, dear. Scumbags. That's all they are. So I don't care if you believe me or not. I mean, you have this new thing now, I notice, with you. Show me the proof. Show me the proof. Show me the proof. Nobody has to show you anything, right? I've seen it. It happened. Right? The little fucking scumbags, the lot of them.
Okay, thanks very much indeed for your message. Let me read a message that's just come in to us. Elizabeth is an absolute fool. Let's all sing Kumbaya with the scammers. Brain dead you are, for your opinion. Brain dead, Jessica.
Brain dead.
You're calling a caller of ours brain dead because she said no harm here. There's nothing wrong in giving a few bob to a Roma beggar.
I'm brain dead. Sorry to tell you, and you two defending them. Defending these scumbags.
Who defended them? Who?
It's not all of them.
Well, it's not.
Show me one good Roma, Jeremy. I dare you. Show me one good Roma.
I don't carry them around in my pockets.
That's for Elizabeth there. We're bleeding fucking heart. Oh, cry me a fucking river. You're a bigger idiot. Give me money. You're a bigger idiot.
That's actually fine. The fact that you think I'm a bleeding heart, I spent 15 months in a war zone in Iraq with and twice with a gun to my head. I am not a bleeding heart person. I'm saying I know that there is bad in the world, but I'm choosing to be nice to people, and that's my job. That's my persona. No, I don't believe that there's going to be a kumbaya moment ever. But those didn't you hear the part where the Roma that I offered food to, they yelled at me? Did you not hear me say that when I offered two Roma money, two of them in Belfast, they yelled at me for offering them money instead of food?
I did hear you. And you know what I say? Bigger the fool you.
Yeah. And so they didn't get anything
from me. Even acknowledging them. Bigger the fool you.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day if you need help and someone yells at you for needing help, then you might sing a different tune. But I lived rough for nine months in America on the streets. I lived in a car for 9 months of my life. And I know what it's like to hurt for money. So I didn't beg. I had a job.
Elizabeth, but beautiful story. Beautiful story. Can't wait for the next part. Can't wait for the next chapter.
Whoa, Jessica. Don't be so patronizing.
How many times have
you let people be patronizing to me? No, hang on. You've let people be patronizing to me for years.
This lady is telling you a story of how she herself was homeless, okay?
That's nothing to do with that. That's nothing to do with the conversation. I'm sorry. It's nothing to do with it.
Well, it is because she has empathy.
For the kindness of others that helped me, give me a place like just to sleep, not to sleep rough or on the street. I got a better place and I actually got into an apartment because of kindness of strangers. That's why I'm a nice person. I could be a horrible person like you every day of the week, but I don't because I'm not.
Elizabeth,
I could be
these
evil.
People don't need kindness. These people don't need kindness.
Everyone needs kindness, including you.
Every type of welfare you can think of, they're getting it. And what else are they doing? They're scamming, they're begging, they're doing this and the other. They don't need kindness.
So everyone needs kindness, even you. Even you need kindness because everyone thinks you're obviously an awful,
person. The Romans do not.
But we are being kind enough to talk to you. I mean, that's kindness. I'm giving you kindness. Thank you.
I don't want your kindness. You can take your kindness and shove it up your arse. I don't want
to. Well, I'm sure I'm of the people that have things shoved up them. I think you're the one that has that problem. I'm so sorry.
If you were going to even acknowledge that those scumbags exist, I'm sorry. I don't want your kindness.
Then fine. You don't need to have my kindness.
Okay, so Jessica, clearly have your blinkers on. You have your blinders on.
I want to ask you a question then. What is your message to a listener who's listening to us right now, like Anthony, who got shouted at for giving money to a Roma beggar? What is your message to people who do give money to them?
You're an idiot. You're an absolute fucking idiot. You must be fucking brain dead or have blinders on. Or you're like Elizabeth and think the world is all full of nice people. It's not. They are scammers. They are beggars. They're dirty little scammers, and they would take the eyeballs out of your sleep.
So what about a Roma child?
They would take the air out of your lungs.
First of all,
I've literally been shot and stabbed in my life. I know people are evil, but I'm choosing to be the good in the world because obviously people like you are overrunning us.
Yeah, but in fairness, Jess, you can't see
people like me are the problem.
You are the problem.
I'm not the one aggressively begging, am I?
Well, hang on. If you come up for air there for a second, I'll tell you why you're the problem, because you don't see good in anybody. You cannot see good in anybody. And my question to you would be,
there's no good in them. There is no good in them.
Hang on, Jess.
How many more stories we have to hear from people?
So what about a child? What about a Roma child, 8 years of age? Any good in them? Hello? Is there any good?
So you don't know what's after happening to one of the phone lines there. All right,
I think I can answer that question.
But she's not there now. Her line has gone mad.
Conveniently.
There's something technically wrong with her phone line.
Hey, Jess.
Would you trust them aside to throw them? Because I fucking wouldn't.
Now, let me ask you the question again. Is there any good in a 10-year-old Roma child?
No, because the parents said, fuck no. They're all the same.
So even a 10-year-old?
They're all the same.
So a 10-year-old child would rob the eye out of your head?
Do I need to repeat myself again, Jeremy? Am I a parrot today? They are all the same.
So if a 10-year-old child was asking for you to buy them a chocolate bar because they were starving, you'd say...
I tell them no, fuck off.
All right, that's terribly heartfelt and, really...
A 10-year-old child,
gets to me. Let's squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is from Chloe.
Just on today's topic, they get into clothes bins as well, clothes banks, and put their children in them. People have had to come and actually cut the locks on the clothes donation bins because they're stuck in them. And I sent a video of proof, Jeremy, so do the right thing. As you said, you call yourself a dickhead. There's a TikTok proving exactly what people are telling you, but you're like, everyone's wrong. I don't even think Jeremy has these opinions. I think he just wants to be anti everyone else.
No, that's not true, and you did send me the video. Now, the video you sent me, Chloe, did show Roma gypsies opening the boot of a car and putting stuff in. And by the way, I've seen them taken from the clothes banks as well, which is why I don't put my clothes in those clothes banks. I go up to the place in Ballyogan, the proper one. Now, the video that you sent us is a video that's been doing around on TikTok, and myself and Adrian did watch it, Chloe, and my reaction was to someone suggesting that they got into a Porsche car. Now, the video that you sent us on TikTok is four Roma gypsy women getting into a 08D BMW. Now, a 08 BMW...
You can't sell them for love nor money.
You would literally pick one up for a grand.
So nearly 20 years old.
We're not talking about them getting into Bentley cars or Porsches. That was a 08 BMW. Now, it definitely does pose questions. Who owns the car? But I don't believe people out begging with a cup are making enough money to buy any sort of car. But again, the car in that video, for clarity, Chloe, is a 08D BMW. Amanda looked it up to see how much you can get one.
You can't buy them for, you can't sell them for love nor money.
Yeah, but I'm saying you get a 08 BMW for a grand, €1,000.
Martin!
Now, sure, lads, I don't know if this surprised you or not, but I won't give them fuckers the steam off me piss. I mean, Adrian there saying they mightn't get a social welfare payment. If they came from an EU country, which they probably did, they probably would get a social welfare payment. And we had this argument before, maybe 2 years ago on this podcast, where I said they shouldn't be allowed to get a social welfare payment. Nobody, no matter if they come from an EU country or not, shouldn't just land here and get a social welfare payment for doing fucking nothing. They should be coming here and getting a job. They should try and get something lined up first before they come, or have the money to back themselves for a couple of months until they get a job. So I won't give them fuckers anything, especially the professional beggars. And I astonished to hear the 61% of them work. I nearly crashed the fucking car when I heard that. But no, won't give them fucking anything.
All right, Martin, thanks very much indeed. All very charitable today. Before we go, we have an Opinions Matter travel mug to give away. Very quick question, what is it?
The question is, what street, so the incident that we've been talking about that happened to Anthony, what street in Dublin did it happen on? It's a very well-known street, very long street as well. What street in Dublin was Anthony shouted abuse at?
Send a WhatsApp with your name and your answer to 085 825 2626. What street was Anthony shouted at on? Enter the competition and good luck. We'll talk to you on the next episode.